online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
Thousands of tourists are being flown out of the Gambia at this lunchtime after the Foreign Office warned of possible unrest there. The outgoing president is refusing to give his way to the successor who once worked as an Argos security guard in London. Special flights are being laid on. Paul Hutchins is from Thomas Cook.
We stick very closely to what the government advises in terms of their travel advice and therefore it is our responsibility to ensure that they're safe and that we bring them home.
Southern Rail says a full service will be restored on the network from next Tuesday. It's after the Aslef Union announced it was suspending 3 days of strike action planned for next week. There's still a conductor's walkout by members of the RMT on Monday though, but the company says around 70% of services will still be running. Investigations are underway after a woman died in a house fire in Orpington. More than 20 firefighters were called to the property on Chesterfield Close in the early hours of this morning. It's not yet known how it started. Unemployment has fallen again in Kent and Medway. The number of people out of work and claiming benefits dropped by 105 last month to stand at just over 18,000. Average weekly earnings in autumn were up by more than 2.5% compared to the same period in 2015. Damien Hines is the employment minister.
9 out of 10 people in work in this country is a UK national, and the employment rate of UK nationals has been at a record level. So these are all things to be happy about.
A Thanet man who posted private photos of his ex-girlfriend on Facebook after they split up has been jailed. Hiwoy Bygrave reactivated her old account and added 150 of her friends, relatives and work colleagues before posting the pictures. The 31-year-old from Harold Road in Cliftonville has been locked up for 14 months. Staff at a school in Tunbridge Wells are going to be balloted for strike action after a teacher was reportedly attacked by a pupil. Union members at St Gregory's Catholic could walk out over concerns about how the student was punished. More than 1,000 teenagers go to the school, which has previously been rated outstanding by Ofsted. Police have released CCTV of a man they want to speak to after champagne was stolen from a pub near Ashford. Cash and keys were also taken from the Farrier's Arm in Mersham on December 19th. We've tweeted the image of the suspect. We are at KMFM News.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Now, do you send your child to a school breakfast club? Would you be able to cope if it wasn't there anymore? KMFM's been told 1 in 3 mums in Kent would be forced to give up work if they weren't free or low-cost clubs at schools. Jo's been taking a look at this story.
Well, yes, according to a new study, many parents say the facilities are vital to their family's survival and routine. It's also found the clubs are saving mums and dads up to £25 a week because they don't have to find an alternative form of childcare. Megan Jarvie is from the Family and Childcare Trust.
It just shows how important these breakfast clubs are to providing a lifeline for parents, enabling them to balance their responsibilities around caring and working as well. Luckily, 85% of schools do have breakfast clubs, so it's something that a lot of families can rely on.
Well, Steve Davies is executive head teacher of Westminster Primary School in Sheerness, which runs a breakfast club for children there. He says it's about being there for parents.
You've got to provide wraparound care as an educational establishment now. You've got to have the early mornings, you've got to have, you know, go right up to 5-6 o'clock sometimes, because parents do need that flexibility, and we provide that if you're a good community school.
Tributes are being paid to the man who founded a wild animal park in Kent following his death at the age of 82. Former police officer and businessman Ken West set up Wildwood on land between Canterbury and Herne Bay to save British animals from extinction. The fundraising page in his memory has been set up online to continue the work that's being done there. And the first freight train to make the 12,000-kilometre journey from China to the UK is due to arrive in Kent this lunchtime. The service has crossed 9 countries since leaving the country 18 days ago. It'll arrive through the Channel Tunnel on its way to its final destination of Barking.
KMFM. Sport.
Tennis and Andy Murray's joined Dan Evans in the third round at the Australian Open. Dave Luddy has been watching the action so far today in Melbourne.
Andy Murray made it a 1-2 for Britain under the lights after Dan Evans scored a massive win. Murray easily dismissed the 19-year-old Russian qualifier Andrei Rublev, the former world number one junior, in straight sets, conceding just 5 games. One problem, Murray injured his ankle in a fall. Earlier, Evans scored a 4-sets win over world number 7, Croatian Marin Cilic, a giant with a big serve and a huge forehands.
That's the latest. We'll have more news at 2.